we were fortunate enough to have won the hometown hockey here for Barrie. And now these little guys have a 1 in 24 chance to win an NHL experience of a lifetime. It's a $50,000 prize. Mm-hmm. They get to go see a live playoff game. They get treated like they are an NHL player. They get to get a tour of the dressing room. They get outfitted with brand new equipment, head to toe.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a really cool experience for them.
But to do this, it's not just a matter of submitting the team name. They had to do a little something in order to be considered.
Yeah, so in order to win, we had to do a cheer competition. It was a cheer competition. So our little guys, we wanted to be different than everybody else. So they did a little, there was this craze this year called the mannequin challenge. I don't know if you, mm-hmm. you heard
oh,
of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they did something similar in their dressing room. It was really cool, and people liked it. So they got voted on. And then they had to go live on stage when Hometown Hockey was here with Ron McLean and Tara Sloan. So they went live on stage in front of a panel, and the panel voted them to win. So they got up and did their cheer live on the stage, and everybody loved it. So now they're representing Barrie, and they have this chance to win this big prize.
So now we have to get people in Barrie to log on and watch this and vote on it, vote for it, so that the kids have a great chance of winning.
Yeah, that's the key. You can, between Monday and Friday this week is the voting window. And you can vote as many times as you want throughout the day. It just has to be a different IP address. And you go to hometownhockey.com/cheer. And when you go there, it'll direct you to say, hey, click here if you want to vote for one of the teams. And we are, it's alphabetical, which is awesome for Barrie, so we're the first one up there. And you can't miss us. Right on the screen, it says Barrie Hornets. So you just vote underneath it. And yeah, as many times a day as you can, just vote for us, Monday to Friday.
You mentioned that if they win, the team gets a whole lot of stuff, some cash, some equipment, but you're also adding a charitable aspect to this.
Yeah, and that was one of the neat things this year. The kids, we did some charity things as a team this year, and even as seven-year-olds, these kids really understand the importance of it. So we've decided, based on the kids' idea, they want to give back to a children's local charity if they win. So our team's going to be donating $1,000 to one of six children's charities that are local here in Barrie. And how that's going to work is if we win, we are going to post a Facebook poll. We've created, if you look on Facebook, Vote Barrie Tyke, we created a Facebook page. So on April 10th, we are going to, if we win, we're going to create a poll. And we're going to allow Barrie to vote for which charity they want the $1,000 to be donated to. And a cool thing that just happened last night was a local local business reached out to us, and they're going to add to the charity donation, which we weren't expecting at
awesome.
All. So the community is really embracing these little guys, and it's really heartwarming.
So this is exciting for the team. How was the season for them?
The season was awesome. They had a blast. They are a house league team. And for a lot of these kids, it was their first time ever lacing up skates. And to see the progression of their skill, but just how much they've bonded as friends and stuff, it's been really neat. So they had a great year.
I remember when my older son started playing hockey, he had the benefit of some skating in some hockey schools before he started. But again, it was around the Tyke age group, and there was one kid who came in. Again, it was house league and had never been on skates before. And it was great to see the kids embrace him and help him along, and the coaches were great. And the day he scored his first goal was just unbelievable.
Yeah, similar thing. I think we had three kids this year. It was their very first time, and you're right, the first time any of them ever scored a goal, it was like the whole crowd, even the parents on the other team, they understood what was going on. So if you check out our Facebook page, we've done up profile cards of every single kid. So you guys can come check out how awesome all these little guys are.
Nice. As far as the voting for the hometown hockey thing, where do people go to do that?
So yeah, if you could just go to www.hometownhockey.com/cheer. And then you can find us there. There's a link where you can click to vote for the Barrie Tyke Hornets. You can also find us on Facebook again. Just search for Vote Barrie Tyke, and there will be a direct link. You can go that way too. But it's every single day from Monday to Friday this week.
And when do you find out whether you won or not?
We find out this Sunday. It's going to be announced live on Rogers Hometown Hockey. So they when they do their event this Sunday, live on TV, they're going to announce who won.